Along with investigations and reviews by regulators and lawmakers, the Boston-based daily fantasy sports business DraftKings now faces a federal class action lawsuit. A customer in Kentucky has filed suit against both DraftKings and the rival company FanDuel. The suit claims that customers should have been informed that they were sometimes competing against people with inside information who were employees of one of the fantasy sports sites. The two companies no longer allow their workers to participate in games on each other's sites, but WBUR's Kurt Nikisch reports on how these recent revelations have affected the daily fantasy sports business.
Taking in the National League wildcard game at Sunset Cantina in Brighton, Sean Watland describes how he totally gets into playing daily fantasy sports. That's where you make up rosters of actual pro sports players to compete for cash.
The great thing about it and the scary thing about it is how much fun it is.
But the 24-year-old has stopped putting money into his account at DraftKings, the Boston-based fantasy website. Watland is not happy with the news that a DraftKings employee posted valuable internal company data online. The next day, that same employee won $350,000 in a contest at FanDuel, a similar website.
Frankly, I'm not surprised. I don't know if I would say that it's rigged. I would say that it's unfair.
All I can say to those people is, if we've let you down in any way, I am sorry. Rest assured that I am all over this.
That's DraftKings CEO Jason Robbins. The 34-year-old says there's no evidence his employee gained an edge looking at private company data. Still, DraftKings has hired a law firm to investigate. FanDuel is also reviewing its practices. Both companies this week banned their employees from playing fantasy sports for money. Here's Robbins again.
Hindsight's 20/20, and I'm kind of kicking myself because, you know, we should have changed this policy earlier, and I think it would have avoided all of this.
But some observers say these companies have ignored questions about their practices because they were focused on making money. Ben Brown is with the industry news site Daily Fantasy Sports Report.
This is kind of the watershed moment that there is some change that definitely needs to happen if we want to continue growing.
That change could be forced on the industry, which argues it does not need to be regulated like gambling. But this week, New York's attorney general launched an inquiry, and Massachusetts attorney general Maura Healey wants to know if DraftKings is protecting customers.
We're not looking to shut them down, but I do think it's right that people are a little bit miffed. You know, that they were literally playing against the house. And not surprisingly, the house made out pretty well.
This crisis could not have come at a worse time. DraftKings and FanDuel have gained millions of customers with the help of an expensive ad blitz over the past month.
This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time.
Now they have big-time trust issues, but not all their customers are cutting off their business.
I have a DraftKings and a FanDuel account, and what happens on the field happens on the field.
At Sunset Cantina, 33-year-old Seth Warby says he's going to keep playing. Some people may have inside data, but Warby says it's still really hard to choose the winning players.
They have to pick a team just like me, and if Tom Brady decides to show up and play, then Tom Brady decides to show up and play, you know. Good luck to them. They're not catching touchdowns.
But the companies are catching a lot of flack and now new attention from Congress. The House Energy and Commerce Committee says it's going to look into the integrity of the industry. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.